You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we share about another individual who is battling glioblastoma. For those of you who listened last week, we were over in Florence, Alabama, as we were talking about the Jeff Dropo run, and Jeff had battled glioblastoma, and we also talked to Braden White, whose father, Brad, is battling glioblastoma as we speak. Interestingly enough, I had a friend, Robert Watson, who shared about a fundraiser for his stepmom, Gwen, and I reached out to Robert and asked if they would be interested in sharing about the fundraiser to you, the listener, so that you might support this effort. I've also reached out to the National Brain Tumor Society because that is one of the organizations that will benefit from the Jeff Dropo run happening on May the 14th. Right now, I'd like to welcome Angel Davenport as well as Candace Caricart. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Angel and Candace.
Thank you so much, Mark. I'm glad to be here.
Thanks for having us, Mark. Mark, I haven't seen you since high school, and it's such a pleasure to reconnect. I wish it was, you know, for a little bit more of a positive reason, but,
sure.
You know, I just so appreciate you and your audience and the willingness to just hear the story that, you know, that Gwen has, and, my stepsister Angel is on the call too. And, you know, together as a family, we want to invite the community to support our parents who are going through just an unimaginable crisis.
Well, that's exactly right. And of course, the mission of this show, we have to share some stories that aren't positive, but we try to show where people can make a difference in the lives of individuals and families and organizations. And as I was mentioning at the opening, I had gone to Florence last week to talk to Kathy Pendergrass as well as Braden White about the Jeff Dropo Run for Kids. Now, this year, instead of just being for Smile a Mile, they're focusing also on the National Brain Tumor Society. Braden's father, Brad, who worked at TNT Fireworks, is also battling glioblastoma as we speak. And so here we are just a few days apart, and we're bringing the subject back up. And this time it's someone that you, Candace, and Angel care about, and her name is Gwen.
Yeah, that's amazing to me that you were just discussing another story about glioblastoma recently. I feel like I've been hearing so many stories pop up recently, and it's probably because my mom is going through it that I'm so aware now
But I think it's really wonderful timing as well because May is Brain Tumor Awareness Month. And so I'm so glad to be here and talk about my mom's story.
How is Gwen doing right now?
She is doing incredibly well. You know, I think that everybody has their own journey when they're diagnosed with such a heavy diagnosis. And so I think that, you know, when she started her treatments in Miami 2 weeks ago, it was a time when it really kind of became real and sunk in. And so she became, you know, just a little bit more open and emotional with me and just sharing, you know, how she was really concerned about how it's going to affect everybody around her, of course, instead of how it's going to affect herself. She was worried, you know, about my stepdad and me and Candace and her family and all of the grandchildren, just 13 grandchildren. And so she's worried about everybody else. But really after, you know, just a couple of days of being worried and letting that sink in, she just came back to a really, really positive, motivated place of being hopeful and leaning into her faith. And we were able to go down to Miami over the Easter weekend and see her face to face, which was really reassuring to me, just to see how she's doing. And she's out walking every day down there, and she just she's just really enjoying the time that she has with us. So.
And Angel, she's even found time to work her part-time job from home.
Yes, she's been working about 20 hours a week. And that's been a huge blessing because she's part of this company that she's been a director for I think about a little over a year now. And it's a wonderful company that just loves her so much. And so as soon as this happened, they realized that she wasn't going to be able to continue such a demanding position. And so they offered her this tailor-made position from home just to work super flexible hours. She can work up to 20 hours however she wants to, or she can work none that week if she's not feeling up to it. So they're just incredibly supportive of her. And that's been a real blessing because she loves her coworkers and she loves what she does.
One of the things that stands out in your message, Angel, that you posted was the fact that it's not something that they would typically ask for, but it's a good opportunity for people who say that they want to make a difference, that they want to help a family, to step up and help.
Exactly. And that has been one of the most powerful ways that, you know, my family, my mom, my stepdad, and myself have felt so much grace in this experience because all of the emotions, all of the stress of the experience can feel very isolating and very alone. You know, nobody is going to walk through and experience the same exact journey that I am through this or that my mom is through this. You know, even though we're together, we have our own, you know, processes and emotions and journey. But the way that other people have stepped up to say, hey, you guys aren't alone and we're here to support you and we see you and we love you and we're praying for you. I mean, the GoFundMe is just a way for people to do that. And so even if it's a dollar that people give and just post on there, hey, you know, you're in my prayers or whatever it is, it's really powerful for anybody going through this.
And Candace, when you think about your dad, Bob, and we think about marriage vows and how we say in sickness and in health, and when that sickness comes, it can be a challenge. Now your father, Bob, is in the role of being a caretaker to Gwen, and it's so important to acknowledge those who are the caretakers in any of these situations where it gets very difficult for a partnership. And so for someone to step up and to honor their vows in this way, to be that caretaker, is very important for us to acknowledge.
You know, 10 years ago when I said my own wedding vows, it comes out of your mouth so easily in sickness and in health and in good times and in bad and all these things. And you think you understand what that means, but it's impossible. It's impossible to understand what that commitment truly is until you're faced with something like this. And it has been so inspiring to see how my dad has just loved Gwen and has been there for her
you know, without question, the first thing he said was, okay, my dad is a veteran. He served in the Marine Corps for over 20 years. Gwen is also a veteran of the Navy. She served as a nurse. They have both dedicated their lives to helping people who are in need. My dad has worked for the county serving veterans pretty much ever since he left the Marine Corps. And, Gwen dedicated her life to serving, people who are in nursing homes, who are, families who are in hospice. Both of them have just given so much. It's been tremendously inspiring to see what it means when we're really faced with hardship and our faith is put to a test and our courage is put to a test and our relationships. So it's just been incredible. And the way that the community is stepping up to support, and it's exactly what Angel said. You know, even it's not about the dollar amount. It's about, I loved what you said, Mark, about just to be a good neighbor, that we can say, you know what, I know you're going through something that I'm very fortunate to not be going through right now, but I'm praying for you. You know, here's a dollar. I mean, I think the messages even mean more to them really than the financial support. You know, these are two very hardworking, dedicated Americans who have, you know, who are, they work, you know, they're not sitting on millions of dollars in the bank that we're just waiting to go to the expenses that are associated with this type of diagnosis. And it's such a misconception. And Mark, I know you know this because this is, you talk to so many people now, but people think, oh, well, you have insurance, so, okay, you're good. And that's so far from the reality.
Exactly. And we have a lot of people like Gwen and Bob who have a servant's heart and people who want to help and to contribute in the ways that they can, wherever people can. And as you mentioned, Candace and Angel both, it's not necessarily about the money, but finding an opportunity to show that you care and let people know that you care, because I realize that it can be a very lonely place when you get to a point where you look at your future and it can look bleak. It can look at all the plans that you may have had, the things that you dreamt about, and you look and you say, is there hope? And you're looking for it. And sometimes you can find it in the people who are next door to you. Sometimes you can find it in the people who are across the country or the world who step up and say that they want to make a difference in the lives of people who are struggling, who are suffering, who are hurting. And this is one of those times right now. Folks, right now we're talking to Candace Caricart as well as Angel Davenport, and we're sharing about Gwen Watson. She is battling glioblastoma. As I mentioned at the intro of the show, I was in Florence just last week as we were talking about the Jeff Dropo Run for Kids. They support Smile a Mile, but this year they're also supporting the National Brain Tumor Society as Braden White, who was on the show, his father Brad, is battling glioblastoma himself. When we come back, I want to share how you can help Gwen and Bob during this time as Gwen battles glioblastoma. They're currently in Miami. They will be there for several weeks, and they need your help. I would say that when you listen to the next segment and you hear the opportunities to help, I hope that you will find a way to do that. And I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Drives into the city. Extra hard all day. Finishes up early so he can get away. Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today because I know that you want to make a difference. I know that you are out there looking for opportunities to make a difference as a follower and listener of the Mark White Show. And, of course, I want to show you those opportunities. I told you in the first segment that I reached out to Robert Watson as soon as I saw the fundraiser for his stepmom, and then I connected with Candace Caricart, and now Angel Davenport's on the line, and we are here to help Gwen and Bob Watson during this time. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Candace and Angel.
Thank you, Mark.
Now, Candace, I noticed something in the first segment that you said that glioblastoma, the word keeps coming up, now that your stepmom is battling it, and that's pretty common, I think, that people don't hear a word, and then suddenly when it affects someone that they love that is so close to them, that suddenly there's a lot of people who are battling glioblastoma.
There are. I'm heartbroken to hear about the stories that you're just sharing, and it's like that, what do they call it, like the blue car rule? you start thinking
yes.
about a blue car, and all of a sudden you see all the blue cars, and you know, I think sometimes, you know, God speaks to us in different ways, and where somebody in your audience may never meet somebody who has glioblastoma, I hope that they don't. But to look for the message, you know, when there's a situation that continues to come up, you know, I think at some point we have to ask ourselves, you know, what can I take from this? And so much of it is just gratitude for our health. You know, opportunities to support each other in the community in all kinds of ways. And I think when we see somebody in need, it does open the door for us to explore, you know, what positives can come from that.
Absolutely. And just to add to the story about Brad White and Braden, Braden attended Florence High School. He now works for TNT Fireworks in Florence. He played for Texas A&M football. And now he's back home working in Florence and helping to take care of his dad. When the Jeff Dropo run for the past 13 years, they decided that they wanted to support Smile a Mile. And this year, because of Brad, they wanted to support the National Brain Tumor Society. So what I'm thinking about to try to, again, put a positive twist on this is the fact that the National Brain Tumor Society, including glioblastoma as the things that they study, as well as supporting families, I want to do a show, and I've reached out to them about doing a show with the National Brain Tumor Society and then dedicating that to Gwen and Brad both as they go through this battle together.
Thank you so much for that, Mark. That is incredibly powerful. It really is powerful. You know, when we come together, we're so much stronger, exponentially stronger than we could be on our own. And I guess Candace mentioned, you know, the blue car rule. But, you know, before my mom dealt with this, I had no idea how many people deal with that. So it's amazing that you're bringing awareness as well.
Well, I'm going to dedicate myself to trying to bring more awareness to glioblastoma, because if it's a subject that comes up for your family and it's people that you love, and then in the future someone else faces it, and then they're wondering, what do I do now? And they need to realize that there's a community out there, that there's a support system out there, that there are organizations out there who are trying to do research, trying to support families however they can. And right now, as we mentioned, there is a fundraiser for Gwen and Bob, and people have an opportunity to help if they would like, Angel. And I know that you organized it, and the response has been really great so far.
Yes, it has been one of those sources of just a grace for us, for my mom, for our family, and one of those gifts, one of those blessings where, you know, we can see some good here, because it's obviously overwhelming and it's scary, and there's a lot of emotion involved. But one of the really wonderful gifts is being able to see all of the love and the support that we have around us that we weren't even really completely aware of before.
Yes.
And some that we weren't aware of at all, you know, even strangers that have reached out. I've been in contact because of this experience with a young man, who's only 36 years old, who's battling glioblastoma. And he is also, has a remarkable story and a remarkable attitude and just a wonderful, outlook as he, you know, he's able to describe this as a gift as well of, you know, just really relishing every day, like unlike he was ever able to before. And so that's just one example of, you know, getting my mom in touch with him, and having him as a brand new support. We've never known this guy before, but he is literally the cousin of a friend of a friend that
Amazing.
Now we're in contact with. And so it can feel so scary and overwhelming, but there really is wonderful support and community out there for anyone who ends up facing anything similar.
It feels like whenever you see a message come through, you know, regarding the GoFundMe, it feels like, you know, when you're under a lot of pressure, it feels as if somebody is just tapping the pressure relief valve. And just gives a little bit of relief, because nobody outside of, you know, Gwen and Angel and my dad and, you know, our family and close friends could really maybe understand that the emotional pressure.
Right.
And so nobody can really carry that for Gwen, but they can say, you know, I can't carry that part of your burden, but this is what I can do.
Yes. And I'm glad that you all are seeing the community come together, that people do care. And I hope that someone listening right now who is also in their battle understand that we care about them as well, that this show exists for them to help be a vehicle, to help spread the word, to try to help however we can. And no, we can't take away some of the emotional distress that happens from this. We can alleviate some of the stresses of the outer issues that we might have. And one of those is financial issues that may come, the financial strain that can come when we have a major illness like this. And so, Angel, let's share about this fundraiser and how people can support Gwen and Bob during this time.
Yes. And this was actually initially brought up by Candace, and I was so thankful for her, her idea, because I was just ready to roll with it. So I did put that in motion to create a GoFundMe. I've never done that before. I've you know, donated to some here and there, but I had this new experience of, you know, how to create a fundraiser on GoFundMe, and, you know, share my mom's story that way and share it on social media. And it's been such a positive and supported, you know, venture where people have reached out and said, hey, I had no idea your mom's going through this. Yes, I definitely want to help, or, you know, I will send prayers, or I will share it, or, you know, whatever the impact is, even if it's not somebody, you know, donating money. I feel like it's just been a really helpful, positive experience to bring awareness, to bring support for my mom, and to, you know, just feel like my mom and my family is not alone walking through this, that people really do care. And that makes all the difference in the world.
We want people to support this effort during this time. And I have a message for Gwen, myself, and Bob, and just know that here at the Mark White Show, we're in your corner. I've known Robert and Candace for many years now. As Candace mentioned at the beginning, we attended Lauderdale County High School together in Rogersville, Alabama. There's a bond there when you go to school. I was talking about this the other day, that when you're in school with someone, you get to know that person. There's a bond that always exists. We're here to help your family at this time, Bob and Gwen. Gwen, you have our prayers as you battle this illness, and know that we're here to support you. And as you've heard from Angel and Candace both here on the show, they care so much and love you all so much and want the very best during this time. And that's exactly what we want here at the show too.
Thank you so much, Mark. I have also, I'm trying to keep the GoFundMe page updated as my mom has started treatment and just goes through this journey, because I know people also, you know, want to know how she's doing, what's going on. And I've also included the link to her Caring Bridge site on the GoFundMe for anybody who wants to follow her story a little bit more closely and just, you know, see how she does through this journey. And also, honestly, just to hear her encouragement and inspiration. She posted an update on Caring Bridge, I think it was last week. And it just feels so inspirational to see how well somebody can be doing and feeling and thriving mentally and emotionally through this.
And I want people to go to GoFundMe.com and they can search support for Gwen's GBM treatment expenses. And Gwen is spelled G-W-E-N. And they can find that there. And also on the Mark White Show page, I'll have it shared so people can easily find the link. Go over there and then join the Caring Bridge if you want to be encouraged and inspired by Gwen and her battle with glioblastoma during this time. Thank you, Candace and Angel, for coming on the show today.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, Mark, for having us.
Absolutely. Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like Bob and Gwen Watson, and we're supporting efforts like this. If you're encouraged and inspired by the Mark White Show, I want you to share this show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show. Let them know what we're doing to support our communities around the country and the world, individuals who need our help. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, because that's where you'll see a lot of posts. You'll see fundraisers. You'll see efforts, people who need your help right now, and I hope you'll do that. You can also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcasts. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
I'm Elena Burt.
I'm Chandler Mordecai.
I'm Harper Howard.
And you're listening to The Mark White Show. Let's find a way to make a difference today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309. Or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Sand gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.